Sharpies into second spot. Into third, I've got the 10 Foxtown. I thought it was a good win first up. He's another one that I thought I'd throw in the mix, purely based on the fact that I know he'll get through the track there. He's one on the heavy and he's one on the soft as well. So he should improve there second up. And into fourth spot, we'll throw the 2 Play Out. He'll scratch from last Sunday meeting. I think he drew wide. That's why they scratched him. Two starts ago, he came to Hawkesbury in a 64. He's beaten 2 lengths, and then he went to Goulburn in a 66-rated race and was beaten just under 2 lengths there, finished 3rd on that occasion. I think early days he showed a bit of promise, probably hasn't quite lived up to the hype that they had on him, but he's worthy of running a good race here. All runs have been on good tracks, and bar one where he did nothing on a soft, so that's a little bit of a concern for mine as well. So 113, 10 and 2 in the lucky last.
113, 10 and 2. Righto, Shani, we better grab your best and dare your thoughts on today's quaddie.
Well, my best is equipped in race 2. Unfortunately, not much value about him, but I think he'll be able to get the job done. Some of the other races were a little bit tricky and I wasn't confident with a few of those. So I've got race 2, number 2 as my best equipped. And the quaddy in race 4, I've got 1, 2, 3, so Snaps, I'm a Legend, and Bad Boy for Love. In the second leg, I've got Vincero, Sylvia's Money. I think they'll fight out the finish, 1 and 4. In race 6, the third leg, I've got Mystery Doble, Lady Elizabeth, Lucky Louie, and Cassair. So by 4 on top selections there, 7, 5, 1 and 4. And the lucky last, I've got He's a Given, Ready, Set, Sing, Foxdown and Playard, 1, 13, 10 and 2. So look, if something like Ready, Set, Sing was to get up at decent odds there, it might inject a little bit of value in the last there. So I've gone wide in the last 2 legs. I thought they were the hardest.
Righto, Chantelle, and you'll have Jason Witham with you on Sky Thoroughbred Central throughout the day.
We'll do. I think our preview is about 12:27 and the first race, the late start today, 1:45. So looking forward to a great day, and if you're thinking about heading out to Hawkesbury, I think they've got plenty of Christmas activities for the kids, and I think it'll be a great day out there, so head down.
Thanks very much for your help, Chantelle, and enjoy the afternoon.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
It's 28:11. In just a moment, Greg Hayes will join me to have a look at what happened last night in the Inter the Minion.
Sky Sports Radio is heading for the Gold Coast in January, and the Magic Millions build-up is underway.
Unite and conquer goes on to conquer the Wyong Magic Millions.
Wyong gave us plenty to think about with the 2-year-olds.
Adrian Bott, I think he's going to be a really special colt for us. He's superior speed today,
but you can't wait to get him to the Gold Coast. Looking forward to it.
And then the 3-year-olds.
Problem solver's going to turn the favourite over.
Giving you the best in summer racing. Sky Sports Radio.
Lane Beachley for Planet Ark. We're celebrating 15 years of cartridges for Planet Ark. Since the program was born, over 38 million cartridges have been saved from landfill and turned into road surfaces, pens and garden beds. Like other teenagers, Cartridges for Planet Ark continues to grow thanks to you. So keep up the great effort. Drop off for used cartridges at your participating retailer or sign up for a free collection box for your work. Visit cartridges.planetark.org.
Can rely on Sky Sports Radio this summer to hear from the newsmakers.
He just doesn't look like an opening batsman.
They held a high line.
That's a no-no.
Michael Checker has to go.
Keep an eye on Unite and Conquer. It's at 2:10.
Whether it's the big sports breakfast or the complete racing coverage, each day we talk to the people that matter.
You heard it here first.
Sky Sports Radio, committed to bringing you the best.
Be rewarded at Panthers. With Panthers' new loyalty program, Panthers Rewards, there's never been a better time to be a member of the Panthers family. For only $5, members receive over $1,000 worth of rewards. Earn Panthers points every time you make a purchase and redeem your points throughout the club. If you're not already a Panthers member, join now for just $5 and be rewarded. If you are a member already, renew now. Details at panthers.com.au.
If you enjoy a daily double of racing and sports, the Big Sports Breakfast is for you.
And they're off and racing.
All the racing news and tips, plus interviews and experts covering your favourite sport. Wake up to the Big Sports Breakfast, 5:30 Monday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Punters, we thank you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the TAB app today and stay ahead of the game. TAB. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Celebrate Harness Racing's Inter-Dominion in December.
Yes, we celebrated it last night. It's the night of nights in Australian harness racing, the Inter-Dominion. And last night we had the finals for both the Trotters and the Pacers at Tabcorp Park, Melton. Greg Hayes joins us now. Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Simon. It was a very, very special night there at the Tabcorp Park, Melton, of course, bringing back the Pacers and the Trotters final. And if a horse that really deserved an Inter-Dominion Grand Final, it was Tiger Tara. He has been in so many of the big fights. He's gone around in New Zealand Cups. He's gone around in Victoria Cups. He's gone around in Hunter Cups. He's gone around in Miracle Miles. He has won a Victoria Cup in the past, but to see Tiger Tara win an Inter-Dominion was something special. Adam Hamilton is joining us on the phone this morning to go through what was a special night last night. Adam, it was great to see a warrior like Tiger Tara, Kevin Pizzuto, Todd McCarthy win a race like the Inter-Dominion last night. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Greg. Morning, Simon. You're right. It was very fitting, wasn't it? You know, we look at the Inter-Dominion as being not just about the best horse in harness racing, but the strongest horse. And a horse like Tiger Tara typifies that, and there were so many layers to the story. Chris Roots in yesterday's Sydney Morning Herald so superbly captured the emotion and all of the sentiment that went around the horse and this race for Kevin Pizzuto. Only 4 months ago in Chris Roots' story, Kevin Pizzuto talked about, you know, how scared he was after the car accident, and when he found Tiger Tara down on the floor of the horse float, he wondered, you know, if the horse would survive, let alone ever race again. This was 4 months ago, and this horse since then has run one of the greatest seconds, only beaten a whisker in the New Zealand Cup in Christchurch, and then come back to destroy the field, and a good field at that, in the sports marquee race, the Inter-Dominion. You add to the layer the quirkiness and the different nature of Kevin Pizzuto as a man and a trainer. And then you've got basically the royal family of harness racing, as it's become now, this McCarthy clan, father John and then sons Luke, Andy and now Todd. That was the 21st time a member of the family has driven in the Inter-Dominion, and they've now got the sport's ultimate crown, with Todd being the first one to take home the top prize.
It was an amazing drive, because what he did, and he's tried something similar before in a big race, was he knew his main dangers were coming. He could see that Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen were coming, and he put his foot flat to the floor and said, catch me if you can. Let's pick up the concluding stages, and then we'll hear a Jason Bonington interview with Todd McCarthy straight after that.
They quickened up to 28.7 for the second quarter. And the leader is Tiger Tara, heading along the back straight. Leads 5 metres to San Carlo, put under pressure. Spankins out three wide. McDoro the inside. Tiger Tara's going for home, though. He's race clear off the back straight. Tiger Tara led 8 metres. Spankins trying to pick up from San Carlo. Then Cruz Bromac round the outside is our Uncle Sam. But it's Tiger Tara out by 10. Off the back straight in 26.2. Tiger Tara led 10 metres to Spankin. Then Cruz Bromac, our Uncle Sam down the outside. But it's Tiger Tara who's well out in front with Todd McCarthy. It's Tiger Tara who takes the TAB Inter-Dominion 2018 and in style. Tiger Tara first. Second goes to our Uncle Sam from Cruz Bromac third. Spankin's run.
Yeah, it was a ripping call there from Dan Malecki. He really captured the concluding stages there. And before we run through the Beaten Brigade boys, let's hear from Todd McCarthy. Jason Bonington caught up with him just after the race.
What an incredible horse, eh? And a huge credit to Kevin, and it's just been unbelievable. He's come through the series so well, and when I seen him the first time I seen him tonight, he looked exactly like he did New Zealand Cup Day, and I said to Kevin, he looks amazing, you know.
What's it like to drive a warrior like him? Everything worked out at the start. You were very aggressive, but Kev told me that he thought he was Jerry Wright tonight. I bet he told you the same thing.
Yeah, we were pretty confident with him tonight, and he's had so such a good campaign through the heats, you know, and he's come through them. Last start, Kev said, he said to me, you know, he'll need the run and he'll be better for it next start. So it's a huge credit to Kevin and what he's done with this horse. He just gets him spot on for the big ones, and he deserved that one, I think.
You've had plenty of highlights in the sport already, but this is an Inter Dominion. Is this the biggest of all, Toddy McCarthy?
This is the biggest of all, and obviously it's, you know, it means a lot only to me but and my family. We've had a crack at this race a few times and we haven't been able to get one, so to finally get one, it's unbelievable.
So the 2018 Inter Dominion final winning driver, Todd McCarthy. And Adam, as I come to you, was it a surprise to see Tiger Tara lead?
Yeah, the race changed dramatically in the first 50 to 100 metres, Simon. Most expected that the pole marker Galactic Star would be able to lead, but it was Mark Dora, who we know is a fast beginner, but he just blitzed across the field early on. And once he got across Galactic Star, Galactic Star tried to angle off the inside and get in between Mark Doro and Tiger Tara when Tiger Tara was coming across the field. As he did that, I don't know whether he got interfered with or what the situation was, but he went into a gallop, Galactic Star, and he strung the field out. And now I've gone back and had a look at the replay. That was vital because Tiger Tara then sailed to the front. And instead of anything coming around straight away to put pressure on, Todd McCarthy was basically able to cruise through about the next 400 or 500 metres, keep all his petrol. And then Todd said to me off the back of that interview with Jason, he said, look, when I got to the stage of about a lap to go, I knew I'd had such an easy run that I couldn't beat them for speed because they've beaten me before when I've tried to do that. So I just tried to break their hearts. And I've never seen a horse go an official quicker split down the back straight than 28.2 at Melton. It was daring, but it was the right thing to do. And there's no question it won the race for Tiger Tara.
And Hazy, the two that started, the stablemates that started equal favourites with the fixture, Spankham and Cruz Bromac, they were third or three and four back the running line, weren't they? But just too far from Tiger Tara.
Yeah, basically once Todd got moving and ran that cracking third split, they were in all sorts of pain. It was a well-calculated drive. You've got to give, look, there was no doubt there were massive question marks on Tiger Tara when he came back from New Zealand, and you've got to give Todd credit because he nursed the horse through that first heat. He didn't ask him to do a lot, but they got good points when he got through late. Second up, he basically only made him sprint down the straight at Ballarat despite sitting in the chair, and then he really gave him a rev up at Cranbourne. He made sure that he hit the line hard after Kev said, really give him a tough hit out, he needs it. So it's funny, I had a really good chat to Todd on Friday at the conference, at the Harness Racing Australia conference, and he said, look, you media guys would talk to Kevin more than I do. We talk at the races and that's it. We might talk once between races about the horses. We don't talk very often. We get to the racetrack, he tells me how the horse is, and that's about the communication we have. But it's what he says in those few words and how he's done between races is enough. And I know where the horse is at when I get the feel. I get the feel of when I get on the racetrack and give him a good, solid workout. And you saw when Todd took Tiger Tara on the track and really revved him up in the warm-up that Todd was coming out last night and was really going to open him up. It looked really well done to him. I thought the second horse's performance last night was great. Our Uncle Sam, he's been an absolute find in the series. He comes out of that Chariots of Fire that is now all of a sudden, when we saw that Chariots of Fire earlier this year, we thought, wow, this is a bit of a weak one, but now that is looking like a pretty solid Chariots of Fire with a lot of the form standing up out of last night's meeting, and it was great. And of course the third horse, Cruz Bromac, he was very, very good throughout the series. Adam, I want to talk about the Trotters final. There's been a lot of interest overnight. I've already had a Swedish journalist contact me asking me about Tornado Valley and whether Andy Gass would have any interest in getting across there for the Elite Lot. The horse obviously has sparked some interest because of his win record and the fact that he's got great speed. He was devastating. Andy, of course, has won some huge pacing races, but now has a trotting Inter Dominion with Tornado Valley too strong for his rival.
Yeah, and continues that remarkable influence of females in harness racing. They won six of the 11 races on Inter-Dominion final night at Melton last night, and the biggest of them going to Kate Gass, the wife of Andy, in that Inter-Dominion Trotters final. It was their first Inter-Dominion. Look, he's a lovely trotter, and his record says that. He's won 17 of his past 19 starts now. Will he go to Sweden? Look, the major issue will be they love a challenge, and so does owner Norm Jenkin. But this horse is not a great traveller. They aborted a trip over to New Zealand, which they'd planned for last month, because they were worried about how he would handle that trip. So the biggest hurdle for him would be the extraordinary amount of travel involved in having to get over to Sweden. But no doubt they'll think about it. Just back to the pacing final, it really does set the scene. I know it's our marquee event last night, but it's come early in the season now, the Inter-Dominion, and it sets the scene for a magnificent few months ahead. Tiger Tara will probably go to Perth for their carnival, the Fremantle and WA Cups. He then comes back to Melbourne, where he's won the Victoria Cup and the Inter-Dominion already this season, for a crack at the Hunter Cup. That's on the 2nd of February. And then the focus moves up to the Miracle Mile Carnival as well, where Kevin Bizzuto will not only have Tiger Tara, but he's got Major Dan and so many star Kiwis coming across as well. And I guess just my last comment on this carnival, excuse me, guys, is that harness racing has found its mojo again. The sport's had a really good promotional couple of weeks around this Inter-Dominion, and I think, you know, whilst individual horses are really important, I think the sport is back in the mainstream thanks to the Channel 7 coverage last night and all the media coverage that's gone with it. So it's a real opportunity for the sport to springboard off the back of what was a great night and a great build-up through the 2 weeks of the Inter-Dominion.
And you know what, Adam? I reckon those drone shots were brilliant.
They certainly were. Massive credit to MediaTek and the team who were the broadcasters. They had drone shots. They had a tracking cam using a vehicle in the middle of the track. They had helmet cams on a number of different horses last night. And they had sulky cam. Tornado Valley had a camera on his sulky to win the Trotters final. We could see all of the anguish and excitement on the face of Kate Gass during the race. So that's what it's about, isn't it? Just revolutionising and bringing the way you cover the major races into the new age and engaging more with a non-traditional harness audience. And I think the sport has genuinely done that over the last 2 weeks.
And just quickly back to Tiger Tara, of course, major shareholder is Courtney Pizzuto, Kev's daughter. Now, Courtney goes out with Mikey Hawley, who is also a shareholder in Tiger Tara. Now, while Tiger Tara was warming up on the track, Mikey asked Kev if he could marry Courtney, Kev's daughter. Kev said yes. He was obviously pretty nervous at the time. And after Tiger Tara won, Mikey got down on his knee and proposed to Courtney. Courtney said yes. So not only last night did Kev win the Inter-Dominion, he also won a son-in-law. So congratulations to Courtney and Mikey. Obviously, they will announce their wedding date at some stage in the future. So massive, massive night for the Pizzuto family last night at Tadcourt Park, Melton.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Righto, boys. Well, we better wrap it up there. We've run out of time this morning. There's plenty to get through. But, Adam, first of all, thanks very much for your help, not only this morning, but over the last few weeks. And it was a tremendous night last night.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Great to talk about a special night for the sport. And thanks to you and the whole team there at Sky Sports Radio for the support during the entire series. And let's not forget, this is just the start of a really big season. So many feature races coming up after Christmas.
Good on you, Adam. We'll catch you soon.
Cheers, Simon. Cheers, Greg. Thanks, mate.
And Hazy, before you go, did any of the experts tip Tiger Tara? I noticed that Jason Bonington, his last minute tip was he went for San Carlo, didn't he?
He was San Carlo. I was Spankham. I think Gareth was Galactic Star. I don't think anyone stuck too strongly with the Tiger. So a lot of punters backed him late. He was $7 into $5.50 in the last 20 minutes before the race started. So there were some very, very smart punters out there who took plenty off the tab. So The tipsters weren't on, but the punters were.
Yeah, except me. All week I said I'm going to have something on Tiger Tara. You think I have 1 cent on? No.
Nothing.
Sat back in the lounge chair and watched him coasting. As is always the way, but wonderful to see a horse like him win a race like the Inter Dominion. Good on you, Hazy. Thanks very much for your help, and enjoy your Sunday.
Thanks, mate. Talk to you soon.
It's 10 to 11. We'll take a break, and then Mick Cowley with this morning's edition of Chasing Rewind.
So, Santa, the good news is people in Australia will be thrilled with their presents this year.
Great.
Yeah, the bad news is they won't be your presents.
What?
Yeah, they're all buying digital radios for each other.
The ones with the amazing sound quality and up to 30 extra stations?
Yeah.
But how? That's such a good present.
Well, with up to $100 cash back on the Pure Range, they can buy a digital radio for around $99.
We can't even make them for that.
I know. At selected Bing Lee and all Meyer stores until December 31st.
Sky Sports Radio covers all the major greyhound racing around New South Wales and Australia.
Good morning, everyone. Plenty of feature racing coming up.
Going Greyhounds with host John Bunny Brash brings you all the latest news, interviews and tips galore. Catch it every Monday morning from 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
That's Going Greyhounds tomorrow morning with Bunny Brash at 10:30, but we've got Chasing Rewind on a Sunday morning just before 11 o'clock with Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing and New South Wales. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. How's the last 7 days been?
Yes, I think everyone's in the wind down to Christmas. Unlike the Harness guys with their big event last night, and congrats to Hazy and Adam and the team for the way they did cover it through Sky. It was fantastic coverage. But from our perspective, we've had a few features, but nothing as huge as what we've had throughout the year. Wind up to Christmas, and then in January we started all over again with races like the Paws of Thunder and the Futurity and so forth.
So last night at Wentworth Park, Mick, we had the final of the Christmas gift as we take in the replay.
Green lights on. Ready? Racing, Zipping Mitzi, midfield away. Modus Operandi, fast out. Femme Filet off the leash, show speed. Nangar Blaze driving through wide was My Mate Fox. Dynamo's double. Zipping Mitzi as well back to last with Zombie. Into the back straight they run. Driving to the lead, the Queenslander, Femme Filet. Led by three, Modus Operandi. 5 lengths away in third, Nangar Blaze. My Mate Fox followed next by Zombie. Dynamo's double, Zipping Mitzi not in it. And well back is off the leash to the bend. It's Femme Filet in front. Modus Operandi the inside. Femme Filet in front. Modus Operandi diving. Got there. Modus Operandi wins the gift over Femme Filet, Nangar Blaze, photo for...
Replay of the Christmas gift final there. I saw a little news piece on thedogs.com through the week, Mick, suggesting that Modus Operandi and Nangar Blaze were drawn to run 1-2, and they weren't too far off. Modus Operandi from box 1 defeating Femme Filet from box 3 with Nangar Blaze from the checks filling third.
Mate, that was the key to it. So I think it was a case of whoever got in the best position around that first turn was going to be the one to beat. Modus Operandi jumped into second behind Femme Filet, and even though down the back Femme Filet got away, it looked like perhaps the Queenslander might pinch it, but Modus Operandi kept coming. It's a remarkable dog. It's being called the most improved greyhound in New South Wales at the moment, and it'd have to be pretty close to it. Rob Tyler trains it, and Rob's got a property up near Lithgow, just outside Lithgow, called Piper's Flat. And what he does, he seems to get a lot of dogs who have kind of got a bit stale with other trainers, and they go to Rob's place, and his philosophy is let the dog be a dog and lets them off the leash, lets them go to the dam, have a swim, takes them for long walks, that sort of thing. And it seems to freshen them up, he says. Modus Operandi, he's had 20 starts for Rob now, and he's had 10 wins, and 5 of those have been at Wentworth Park. So, and off the red as well. Yeah, I think the record off the red's exceptional. It's nine starts for 6 wins and 2 placings. You wouldn't mind one like that drawing the red every week, would you?
No, absolutely not. So that was Modus Operandi winning the Christmas gift final. Reader's Boy won the free-for-all.
Yeah, Reader's Boy, another remarkable one. The 18th race that he's won from 69 starts. And what's remarkable about it, Simon, is the fact that was his 14th Wentworth Park win. Wentworth Park record's pretty good. It's 57 starts for 14 wins, 11 seconds, and 11 thirds. And the 5,800 prize money from last night took him over the $100,000 barrier as well. So that was pretty impressive. And the fastest time on the night over the sprints was Sam Sultana. Hana's Motor City Gem. It was a beaten favourite last week in the Soldier Saddle up at Bathurst, but it posted 29.94 winning last night. It kind of broke a bit of a run. It had three previous starts at Wentworth Park and it finished in the placings, but just couldn't break that Wentworth Park maiden, but got that done in stylish fashion last night, Simon.
So that was Wentworth Park last night at the Gardens, Mick. We had the Kibo Cup. It was the feature race over 715 metres. Let's have a listen to the replay.
Racing now, fastest away, Zipping Betty. They were fodded in the centre, Poker Dorado, and through the centre, Eleanor Rascal, line of three, as they run around that first turn with a favourite taking over Poker Dorado. And around the turn, the first time, Poker Dorado shot clear, led by three lengths. The kennel made Blue Moon Rising to second, and then came Eleanor Rascal. They had a little bit of a bump together, and Poker Dorado got clear. They were fodded on the outside, Bonaccia Nero in second last place, Eleanor Rascal, and Zipping Betty at the tail, Poker Dorado running along beautifully in front, off the back straight, led by six. In second place, Blue Moon Rising, Balocha Nero, followed by Eleanor Rascal and Zipping Betty. But the Size on Ice Kibo Cup is all Poker Dorado bolts in. In second place, Blue Moon Rising, Balocha Nero, followed up by Eleanor Rascal.
So the long odds on favourite there, Poker Dorado taking out the Kibo Cup, and it was a training trifecta to John Finmick.
Mate, just remarkable, this litter. They're actually kennel mates, but they're also litter mates. Yeah, being out of that Fernando Bale Chicadesta Card litter. They did it the week before at Wentworth Park in the Summer Cup final, and they did it again. It's amazing. Poco Dorado, she's really become the darling of greyhound racing in New South Wales, that's for sure. Greyhound racing in New South Wales. That was her 11th win of last 13 starts. So whilst most eyes were on Wentworth Park on a Saturday night, there was quite a few looking up the road at Newcastle. At the Gardens for that Kibo Newcastle Cup. At the time she ran, 41.55, which was 100th of a second outside the track record, set by Big Butters, who obviously then went back to sprinting and qualified for the final of the Million Dollar Chase back in October. Those three dogs just going incredible at the moment. You know, anytime John Finn puts them in a race, they tend to run 1-2-3 or 1-2 at the very least. It's good for punters to follow, and racegoers are really getting behind her, Poco Dorado.
And earlier last week, Mick, on Tuesday, we had the Lismore Maiden semis on. Let's take in the replay now, the second of those semis, which was won by That's Lil Bob.
Green light, race 6, the Lismore semi-final number 2, the big maiden over 420. Step now. Flying hound, That's Little Bob, begun well and so to it. One on the track did going forward, Lady Ella, but That's Little Bob got away from Lady Ella, checked out of it, Flying Hound, and Murphy rumbles in that section early. A long way back on the outside was Lochinvar Milo, Benny Lynn and Brillback, Sand Day Divas there with Nengar Ripper down the side, and That's Little Bob got going. In second place now was out wide Lady Ella, and further back on the outside of those was Murphy rumbles, all That's Little Bob. Great Lady Ella. Probably in third place, Sanday Diva, good run. Further back then was Murphy Rumble.
So that's Lil Bob winning the second of those semis at Lismore. And the first of the semis, Mick, was won by Smooth Act. And they certainly looked the two to beat in the final.
They do indeed, Simon. They've both been outstanding in the series. It's a great series, yeah. A lot of trainers do target it as we head into Christmas. And Dave Irwin, obviously, with That Lil Bob, is one who's targeted it. He looks pretty special. But having said that, Smooth Act did run quicker than him the week before in the heat. Didn't run as quick in the final. Had a bit of a disrupted run. But they've drawn 2 Smooth Act and 7 That's Little Bob. And the 7 shouldn't worry Bob. He came out of the 6 in the heat and ran pretty quick time a week earlier. It sets up for a great race, a real match race, and I'll certainly be tuning in on Tuesday evening at Lismore, that's for sure.
Gosford have got a couple of meetings coming up.
They do indeed. This Tuesday night is the final of the Gold Mine. It's drawn together a very good field as well. Favourites will probably be the appropriately named Jingles Keeping from the Charmaine Roberts Kennel at Dubbo. It's drawn the 5, and in its heat last week, it beat Good Odds Harada, and they were the two fastest heading into the final of that Gold Mine. And then next Sunday, we've got a rare Sunday meeting for the Gosford Club, and it features their feature event for the season, the Gosford Gold Cup, the Woi Woi Poultry Gosford Gold Cup. And those heats will be held next Sunday. It's a twilight meeting. Reason for the Sunday meeting is obviously because their usual slot on the Tuesday is Christmas Day. So that'll fall onto the Sunday. Those heats will be running in the final. It will be a great way to kick off the new year. It's on New Year's Day night at the Gosford Club, and the Gosford track's looking fantastic since all the remediation work was done, and they're really ticking along. It's good to have them back up and running on the Central Coast, Simon.
Absolutely, and just before we wrap it up, Mick, it'd be remiss of us not to touch on the Soldiers Saddle Final, which was at Bathurst last Monday.
Absolutely. It's one of those time-honoured events that the Bathurst Club do hold, along with their cup, obviously, and now their $1 million Chase Regional Series.